Right, that's exactly right. So the way that I would read that in terms of our own process is that when we realize what we called what was good and true in a previous state is not actually good and true, that is the departure of the Lord from that state. It's a realization on our part that what has served to that point, this is the, you know, the ashes from the altar being taken out. Like it has served its use. And the use was legitimate and necessary given the state, and it was holy given the state. But there comes a point where it's realized that it wasn't quite what we thought it was. But then we're given a new church, a new understanding, and new affections to move on, leaving those lower things aside. So, so you always come back to first principles, which is the Lord is omnipresent. That never, ever, ever, ever changes. So the Lord doesn't withdraw or go, or it's all in any suggestion in the word that that has happened describes a change within a finite being, not a change within the infinite divine being, you know. So the things that we thought were true, we see are actually false. They weren't truths at all. And that's the whole appearances aspect, you know. So what we thought when we thought we were acting out of good motivations, we come to see, well, that wasn't quite the case. So the Lord has then departed from that in terms of our relationship to it.